Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning and welcome. It is early in the morning, which means can't be the morning show main yet. So, well, you've got the Fan Early Morning Show with me, Nicholas Harry-Callis. Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to buy like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, the sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show. So, give me a call, 412-928-9370. You know the drill. You know how to get a hold of me. You can also talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And you got the phone number one more time, 412-928-9370. You know how we do it this morning. We just kind of chat, just kind of talk, right? I'm easing you into the day. It's early. Sure, a little bit tired. Now, I was a little bit extra tired this morning because I noticed a temperature drop, right? I got used to those highs in the 70s, right? We had a couple days where the high was in the 70s, and then the mid-60s, you know, mostly. And right now it's 46 degrees outside, so the temperature's dropping a little bit. Looks like the highs are going to be in the 50s for a few days coming up over the weekend. It's not going to be a sunny weekend. I know there are a few areas I know where the parks have officially opened up. The public parks have officially opened. I don't know if it's going to be a weekend for that. Saturday is going to be a high of 54, and Sunday is going to be a high of 42. Not a low. I threw myself off there because the low's been in the 40s over the last few days here, but the high is over the weekend. Looks like it's going to be around 40 degrees, and Saturday's got a 70% chance of rain throughout the area. So, yeah, blah. We'll go ahead and warn to fan weather later on. But I kind of noticed that this morning, and I was a bit tired. I'm just like, you know, when it's cold and, you know, you're under the covers, it's just the best feeling if you have nothing to do, you know, later on. But, you know, if you have to get up and get out of it, not on your own time, blah, right? Yeah. Yeah. Not fun. So that's kind of how I'm feeling this morning. I kind of got hit by the cold, and I'm not too happy about it. But we'll get through. We'll get through. Realized too that in a month from today, the Pirates will be engaged in their first home series of the year against the Baltimore Orioles at PNC Park. I was a little sad to look because I didn't really looked in depth at the regular season schedule. I was kind of focusing on all their opponents coming through spring training, but I finally looked at the regular season schedule just for the first time, like in a little while, and I saw them like, oh man, that's right. They gotta play two away series before they come home to PNC Park this year. A lot of the times when I was growing up, the home opener was the Cubs special. They would play the Cubs at PNC Park a couple years in a row. They had two away series to start the year. It's kind of bummed. Got to wait a little bit longer, but there's some satisfaction to know that in a month, regular season baseball is going to be underway. And in a month, who knows where the Penguins are going to be too, because their season's going to be coming to an end if they don't put together a Herculean effort and come back and win. Haven't heard any Jake Guentzel news, so I guess he's still on the team. A lot of reports out there were saying that Jake Guentzel is going to get traded yesterday. I haven't heard anything. And, yeah, just a quick Google search confirms that. No news has broken yet. Because I was going to say, I didn't hear anything. I just wanted to double check because I know that was a big story yesterday, was that likely by the end of the day, Guentzel is going to be on a different team, and he's still on the team. I've said this for the last few days. I think that he should get traded, and if they really want to bring him back, they can just sign him back in free agency anyway, provided that the team that you trade him to doesn't lure him into an extension. But yeah, I mean, they really could sign him back if they believe that he's going to be a guy that they can use in the future. But I mean, I said this last year before Kyle Dubas made a lot of good moves. I'd really like to see them break it down. And I don't think, I mean, I've talked about this before, I'm not going to make the mistake again of just saying everything's fine and letting a few big names like kind of polish, you know, the Steelers and the Penguins in particular. And I appreciate what Crowley said too the other week, where he was talking about how we should be grateful for the teams that we've had, because like not a lot of teams in the NHL get to watch back to back years of Stanley Cup championships. The Penguins have done that twice in their history, but like we got that recently. On top of, you know, even before, like 8-9 years prior to that, even they won the Stanley Cup, you know, 2009. So there's a lot to really like. You shouldn't hate the teams, and I kind of like that opinion from Crowley. You shouldn't hate the teams. That's just, it's too strong of an emotion based on what they've done. Now, you can hope for better. And I mean, if you call and complain, if you, you know, tweeting and complaining or on socials, you're allowed to complain about stuff because we've gotten tired of this monotony that the Penguins and the Steelers have been in. So I get that, but just don't hold hate in your heart. I did want to bring that up too, because it is a good point. Like, I think we got to move away from like hating and all this negativity because they've had good runs. We should expect more by now, but you know, still appreciate, you know, where they were just a few years ago, both teams, and just kind of hope that they can get back there. Now, you know, you shouldn't hate the teams. You shouldn't boycott the teams necessarily right now. Just, you know, just take it easy on that front. But now, what are they going to do with Guentzel is the question. Like, how is it best to approach this situation? Even if they trade him, should they bring him back? And if they don't trade him, is that going to help the team more than hurt it? I want to believe there's hope. And you can go to 937thefan.com, too. One of the big headlines on there was, and it was posted on socials as well, the math says the Penguins are still in it. You know, don't count them out yet. You know, the way the NHL playoffs are structured, it's still very possible. All right, a little bit of hope sprinkled in there. Okay, maybe there's a mathematical way that they can get back. Like, I don't even know. If we could have a playoff series, I would take it, but it honestly doesn't look like they can create a pace at this point that's going to get them into the playoffs. And I'm trying to look at this realistically because I've said before, you know, break it down, and then, you know, for both the Steelers and the Penguins, and neither of them did. But then I was excited for the next year based on like some of the big names that they acquired, you know, on the roster. And the Steelers made the playoffs for goodness sake this year. They just got ran over by, you know, the Bills. But neither here nor there as it relates to the Penguins. The Penguins are about to go on their second consecutive. They'll make the playoffs this season. They're going to go on their second consecutive missed playoff season after making it, you know, what was it, 16, 17 consecutive seasons? The core that they have right now established does not seem like it can get it done. And I'm trying to be realistic about this, and I'm trying to be, like, optimistic in a sense. I'm not trying to be overly pessimistic or like, I'm not trying to bring down the mood. Because if they have the chance to make the playoffs, I would love to see that happen. But like, I can't see it. Like, whether Guentzel gets traded or not, like, I can't see them making the playoffs. Like, him being traded does not sway my opinion on how this season is going to finish out. Which may indicate, like, okay, get him off the roster, find a team that was willing to pay some of its assets to get him, and then reassess next season. But I guess where I'm holding up as well as I talk about this is, like, you know, so many are talking about, like, well, you could just sign him back next season if, you know, he eventually goes into free agency and doesn't sign that contract extension with the team that you trade him to. But the more I think about it, the more I just ask, I'm like, do I even want Jake Guentzel back? Not that he's a bad player, and not that he doesn't deserve certain recognition, but like, if Kyle Dubas wants to get younger and establish a new core, how is Jake Guentzel going to contribute to that? I mean, especially with Sidney Crosby around, who apparently we all think is going to play into his mid-40s, which, I mean, he's on you know, all signs indicate that he very well could. But you don't need that veteran presence in Guentzel on the roster if Sidney Crosby is still playing and performing the way he is. And again, Sidney Crosby, I think, has been underrated by the league just based on where the Penguins' position is in the standings and in the league right now. But I don't think another, like, veteran offensive presence like that is going to help the Penguins right now. I mean, Malkin had a game, a great game the other night. But, like, for the most part, he seemed like he's just out of it, too. I mean, the veterans on the team do not seem to be contributing enough of an effort. Not saying that they don't care, although Riley Smith had that, you know, thing last week about not giving an effort. But, I mean, for the most part, it seems like they're not trying. Like, the veteran guys that are on the team, most of them are not trying to lose games. Like, I believe that they're giving their best effort to win. They're just not. They're not quick enough, and they're not good enough right now. I don't know what retaining Guentzel does for you as an organization that already has so many veterans on the roster. I think it's got to be broken down. I think that it's got to be a situation where they get assets and they get young players. And I'm not going to sway too much on that this year, because like I said before, like last year I said break it down, and then I recanted because Kyle Dubas made some great moves, and I will not recant this year, especially because Kyle Dubas himself now said, hey, we got to get younger. Although he contradicted himself because he said, well, I think this team's good enough to win now, but we got to get younger. So he's saying some things. He's going back and forth. But regardless of that, like he acknowledged in a sense that they've got to get younger. They've got to acquire players that can keep up with the youth on other teams in today's NHL. I don't know if Guentzel does that for you anymore. So even if you trade him, a lot of fans want to be hopeful that he could be signed back. But ultimately, like even if you sign him back, like how much is that going to really like get the Penguins to a winning state? Like how much is his presence on the team going to contribute to them winning, especially with how poorly they've played this season? I just don't foresee it. I think you gotta, you know, have a trial and error with some young players and try and figure out like which young guys you believe you can develop to create a winner again. It is interesting to think about too, like such a great run that the Penguins had. It feels like the era is over. Like it was so routine. I mean, think about how routine it was for us. How much we expected that the Penguins they're going to make it. They're good enough. They've got the core. And I don't even know if you break it down, like if we'll experience what we experienced those 16, 17 seasons. I think that's going to be hard to swallow too, because I think we also want to hold on to a lot of these big name players because, you know, those are the guys, those are the big marquee names that brought us so much winning in that time frame. And I'm having a hard time letting it go, and I'm having a hard time swallowing the pill too that we're probably never going to see that again, at least in my lifetime. In many of your lifetimes, like an organization just wins, you know, has a playoff run, 16, 17 straight seasons? They have that many consecutive playoff appearances? I mean, that was an era to appreciate, and I think it's hard for us all to swallow as well, but I think the Penguins have to go back to, at this point, this mentality of like, okay, well, we got to break it down and rebuild and start building young players up to be solid NHL guys. Like, it's not automatic anymore that they're going to make the playoffs and they're going to have those consecutive stretches. Like, I think we're going to have years now where we hope they make the playoffs, where we have to be hopeful that they're going to open a window back up to make it. But the window's not going to be 17 years. It's going to be like, maybe 1 or 2 years, and then, you know, back to the drawing board. Unless another Sidney Crosby comes by and they somehow have the first overall pick in the draft. Or have a bunch of top picks. I mean, the Penguins were fortunate with how that all shook up. You know, when you look back at it, it was a really fortunate time for the Penguins. But like, it's hard to swallow that like that's not gonna be it anymore. That's not gonna be the reality. There's not gonna be that many consecutive winning seasons, or not even winning seasons, but like, you know, playoff seasons. So I mean, I guess I kind of just wrap my Jake Guentzel opinion in all of that, and just rehashing what the Penguins have been. I think a lot of us as fans, we want to be hopeful that he'll remain on the roster in some way. Even if they do trade him, they can just bring him back. I don't know what that does for you so much, though, in truly rebuilding and getting younger. Especially when you have so many veterans to choose from to retain. Okay, Guentzel's still on the roster as of today, Thursday. He's not been traded, and that's contrary to many reports that we've heard over the last few days, which was that he was supposed to get traded by the end of yesterday. So as of this morning, he's still around. So again, we got a whole 2 days, a whole 2 day stretch to still see. The trade deadline is tomorrow, so there's still time that he could get traded. But yeah, I mean, contrary to popular reports, he has not been traded. And if they retain him, I don't know what they're going to gain. And if they trade him and then bring him back in free agency, I still don't know what they're going to gain. I mean, he's not the pivotal factor at this point. There's too many holes on this roster. There's not enough youth on this roster to really carry them where they want to be, and where they felt like they've been, you know, many years prior. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. You're welcome to call in at any point in time and have a conversation. We talk about Penguins, Steelers, Pirates. Mitch Trubisky found a new team. Reports came out yesterday, so we'll talk about that here as well. Coming up next, I'll tell you what team he's on, and so talk some NFL, talk some Pirates. Talk about it. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. You're welcome to ask me any questions, make any comments on there. And I'll respond to any tweets, I'll respond to any calls. So one more time, 412-928-9370. Go ahead and call me. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'll be right back. This is the Fan Early Morning Show, and you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Welcome back. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, kind of easing you into the morning. Like I always do when I'm here, I like to bring you into Crowley and Doran's ruckus, as they say, right? They get you wild, they get you woken up in the morning. This is kind of to ease you into that morning, though, trying to smoothly transition you into waking up. I know, especially if you're up at this hour, it's going to be a little grueling, right, sometimes. It can be a little rough. We're 3 months into the year now, right, way past vacation time from the holidays, so now we're back certainly on the grind, as they say. So if you're up early this morning, if you work early this morning, or you got other things going on, welcome, and I hope to bring you a good start to your morning talking about sports. Just went over my opinions of the Penguins a little bit, which I don't really know how to feel. Like a lot of things that I talk about here, I feel like I don't always know how to feel, because things can go so many different ways. I just don't know how to, like, I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm always conflicted about the Penguins, because I want to hold on to what was once call the Penguins a dynasty. I mean, you make the playoffs 17 years in a row. You know, that was an active record among, you know, organizations. Like, no other professional sports team in America has qualified for the playoffs so many years in a row like the Penguins have. And I mean, like I said before, like I rehashed, like I think many of us have this impulse, but I mean, I certainly do, and I'll admit it. I want to hold on to a lot of the good memories from those times. And a lot of, or one way to do that, one way to hold on to those memories is to hold on to the players that got you there. Gensel, one of those guys. But when you really think about it, it's not so helpful that he be on the roster anymore like several other veterans. And that was really my underlying point when I talked about to start the show was focusing on the Penguins and just really understanding the nostalgia I think we as Pittsburgh fans have and the respect we have for a lot of the organizations in the city that, like, we don't want to let go sometimes of the past or the good times. Because it's tough to go through the bad times. And I think there's a lot of gratitude we can have as Pittsburgh fans that, like, in a 10-year stretch, the Penguins won the championship three times, and the Steelers won the Super Bowl once in that 10-year span. But, I mean, they won two that were pretty close together. So, it's just, I guess the message here is don't hold on to the nostalgia so much and don't hold hate in your heart for the sports teams because, you know, there are a lot of championships that were brought here. And there's a lot of good memories to be had. There's memories to hold on to. Like, the Penguins are not forgettable. The Steelers certainly are not forgettable. So, that's, I guess it's kind of my opinion when talk about the Penguins in particular, because we're talking about whether Gensel is going to get traded or not, and he has not yet as of this morning. So just a thought. I mean, don't hold on to the nostalgia so much, though, and hold off the future. I mean, I think we as Pittsburgh fans here have to prepare for, at least in the Steelers and the Penguins case, you got to start preparing for a bit of a downturn and some experimenting with young players to really figure out who's the right guy. I don't include the Pirates in there because they seem like they're on an upward trend. They've developed talent and they're trying to figure that out this season, it looks like, with young guys and some veterans that they signed. So it seems like the Pirates are our hope right now, which is exciting and kind of scary. Because, I mean, two of our teams just not carrying the weight anymore. And again, they did once upon a time. But I think just holding on to that nostalgia, that doesn't help. You know, just blindly holding on to nostalgia, I don't think is working for us as fans anymore. It's not good. Got to kind of break it down and start over. And I think the first step for the Penguins is just letting go of Gensel. And then letting a few other pieces fall after the season from there, whether they release guys, whether they trade guys in the offseason. You got to start somewhere, and I think Gensel's a perfect piece where he's got enough value that you can trade him, get a good return, and make that your first step into really moving on from this core that has existed for so many years in Pittsburgh. At least, you know, with hockey and the Penguins, for to be specific. I also teased, apparently, sources say that Mitch Trubisky is going back to the Buffalo Bills on a contract. Of course, it seems like he's going to be their backup quarterback. He went there in between his time with the Chicago Bears and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was his stop. So, he's back now. He's got to deal with the Bills. So he'll be back as their backup. And I kind of giggled too because I'm thinking. Now, I don't know what his feelings were about the Steelers personally. He never seemed too animated. I always liked having Trubisky on the team. He seemed like his attitude was usually in the right place. He just couldn't play very well when he was in. But I wonder what happens if Josh Allen, something happens to him for a few games where he's out with injury. Or maybe it's late in the season and he gets rested and Trubisky can go in and start a game. What that would look like. Yeah, I mean, you know, stay with who you know. I think the Bills, you know him. They had him on the roster for, what, I think it was one season they had him on the roster before he came to Pittsburgh. So, yeah, good for them. If the reports do come out true, it's not officially confirmed yet, but, I mean, reports are saying so, that he's not back on the Buffalo Bills. I just think that's interesting. I wonder how, if he can have any type of resurgence if he gets the opportunity to play, but he might even not because he'll be playing behind Josh Allen in Buffalo. So, interesting stuff there. That'll pretty much do it. I mean, the Pirates, they got an off day today. They'll be playing tomorrow against the Atlanta Braves. So, more spring training baseball to come. We're about a month away from the Pirates' first home opener, and the regular season starts for the Pirates on March 28th against the Miami Marlins. They're playing two National League East opponents. They've got a three-game series against the Marlins, then a series against the Nationals before they come home and play an interleague game against the Baltimore Orioles at PNC Park for their home opener. So I'm still excited for baseball season, and I hope you are as well.